So again, take your moment to create a sacred space consciously. You know, we're all the time sacred. It's just our intention and focus in a certain energy that we want to create. It's what brings it out of us and makes us aware and conscious of it, and then it increases. So let's do this again together. And bring yourself into your center of your being. Or as Peggy would say, center above, center below. Focus on your core energy. Take a slow or as many as you need breath. Bringing your attention back to your heart. The center of your being. That place of gratitude, of balance, of peace. Of benevolence, of kindness, all the noble attributes that come into your mind, into your heart, into your being right now, just naturally coming into your field, whatever they are, bring them closer to you. From the field of infinite potentials that your Merkabas are connected to in a strong intention of coherence we're building now, again, consciously, creating a beautiful confluence of energies between all of us in the room and beyond. Bring into your field that potential that you want to have in your life. Make it as visual, as bright, as real, as much as you allow for it. Breathe. See it present as if it is happening right now. Right now, right now. And if there is someone, if there's a friend, if there's a family member, if there's a four-legged friend, if there's an area that you want to bring into this field of coherence and balance, a field of healing. See them in this field together with us, because when you see them and feel them, they are with us. This is real. See them fully, fully present with you. And allow yourself to feel even more, how much more you can love yourself, you will open more with your love to others. Feel the meld within you, the being within you, melding with the higher self, spirit. Can you feel that in this space now emerge a connectedness, an alliance? an unbreakable bond that is between you and your many parts of you that are in the now, that are in the future, that has been before, all connected in a beautiful fabric of light, all connected as one living being. Breathe. Allow this expansion to grow even more, even more. As you feel that energy shifting into the place that has no beginning and no end. No beginning and no end. That is always in a circle, always in a circle, always in a circle of love. Take another breath. Remember when you first came here, just a few moments ago. It was yesterday, but it was like just a few moments ago. You shifted so much. Your experience, you allowed yourself to feel more of your true beingness. From Source. Hold that energy as strong, powerful, magnificent soul you really are. And always remember that it's always with you, always with you. None of us is ever alone. Breathe. Let us open once more in a big heartedness, heart openness energy. Open even more to the wisdom. The energy, the essence of love and beauty and infinite energy from Alana He as she channels Anya, the wisdom of the Divine Feminine, and from Kryon as it comes through Lee. With the guidance, love, joy, and honor. Honor that they have for you. Eheye asher eheye. Kadosh, kadosh, kadosh Adonai.
Here in service in the time of the great evolution, initiator of the universal calibration lattice, an energetic structure for you to be able to be at home wherever you are upon the planet in multidimensional awareness, for that multidimensional awareness is about to grow. I also brought you the gifts of the 36 templates of light and energy. They will help you as you become more aware of how to channel the wholeness of your being, the original resonance. Will it ever be fully channeled through in this place? Of course not. But can you channel much more of who you are? Can you? Are you willing? You now have energetic light structures to support you, to expand your consciousness, your expression, and your understanding of what it means to be wise, wholehearted, multidimensional you. We are very pleased, for you have said yes to yourselves at a very deep level. It always delights us to remind you that you are greatly loved and to invite you to love greatly, beginning with yourself. First message we wish to give is one of honoring you for all that you have experienced. Sometimes smiling, sometimes not. The imposed limitations you are now seeing, the illusion of many of the limitations, but we want to acknowledge you found ways, even within the limitations, to co-create more of who you are. You did very well, more than you know. You've been in a multidimensional box, and you've learned to build very well. And that box no longer exists. Can you feel it? Might feel a little funny at first, for the limits that you once knew are now dissolving. Most of you are quite happy with this. A few of you are saying, am I sure? It won't take you long before you say, I am sure. You will breathe even deeper, become more aware, love with greater frequencies, and be fully present as you can be in these bodies, with these brains, with these nervous systems, with these hearts. You understand? We have a few more messages. Be willing to open. Allow the curiosity to feed you. For many of you are still saying, yes, 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 I see the limitations are dissolving, but there's still a holding on. And so we're going to ask you to practice in nature, wherever you'd like. I would ask you to refrain from doing this in the supermarket, but open your arms. And be fully aware and know that you are part of all of this. You may do it in the supermarket if you so choose, but be ready for some strange reactions. You may do that whichever you please as you continue to open yourself to the curiosity and to the new creative consciousness, star consciousness. It is time. Oh my goodness, hold on. For indeed, you are opening all these new channels, and the 144 points of light within the brain are responding in ways we have not seen before, rising higher than they have been. For you are ready to intuit and to express the new intelligence from the holographic wholeness of the universe. It will be interesting to see what you choose to express and how to express it. But the time has come. And there are just a few more things we want to say. And one of them is to address you as the human being and the human doing. For far too long, there were many who said, I've become a human doing, and I'm not doing that anymore. I am a human being. You have now reached the moment where the time you came for is here. And we ask you to contemplate what it means to you to know when to be still, to be the human being, and when to take action, to be the human doing, to co-create the new realities upon the planet. Does that make sense to you? So revisit your rising again. You are willing to balance your masculine and your feminine, your being and your doing. You are much wiser than you've ever been. Can you feel it? And with the wisdom can come smiles, happiness, appreciation of self and that which can be accomplished. May you amaze yourself. And when you do, you can make the announcement, I have just amazed myself. It is more than acceptable to honor yourself, to honor your sense of soul, your sense of wholeness. We have given you two activations these days, filled with a great deal of encouragement, words charged with energy. You have that in your possession. You now know of the 36 templates. It is now time for you to know God within, expressing through you the energy of your wholeness. And when you say, I am willing to become more of who I am, to feel that fullness, to know it. You are multidimensional. Just a few things to consider. There is multidimensional you when you tend to your body, pampering you. There is multidimensional you as the athlete when you decide to exercise. There is multidimensional you as the housekeeper caring for your home. There is multidimensional you co-creating new realities. Enjoy all these expressions of who you are. Take a little bit of time to define them a bit more. Know your superpowers. You all have them. Are you ready? Our time together is complete. The activations are complete. And yet, as we are unique and united, we shall continue together as much or as little as you like. I am Anya, here in service in the time of the great evolution, delighted to remind you are greatly loved. In great honor, I invite you to love greatly and in a way we have spoken to one another again and again. Many times before, all is well. All is well. It is. It is.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. It is the end, the last day, of two loving conferences where there has been great knowledge shared, great love, epiphanies, and all the things that old souls come for. This channel will be one of celebration of you. Indeed, there may be an instruction or two, but it's about you. Dear ones, we've given many channels how God sees you, including one in this of two conferences. But in this new energy, there's going to be a great discovery. Among all of the things that we have mentioned that you can do, that you perhaps were not able to do in the way we are discussing before, there is an overall discovery to be made. If you take a look at the planet and you take a look at spiritual systems and basic understanding of God or the Creator or Spirit, whatever you want to call it, if you look at that, there's a sameness that God is in the sky and you are sitting in the chair. There is a feeling of worship from the low to the high. There is a feeling that God is unattainable because God is that which exists beyond your comprehension or understanding. And as a human being, sometimes you've just got to stop and realize that you are lower than the Almighty. And this is the prevailing attitude. If you look at those belief systems all over the planet, the majority of them suppress humanity and enhance the divine. And therefore, you spend your life trying to climb the stairs to attain some kind of communication. Perhaps climb the stairs so you can be closer to touch the face of God. You know what I'm speaking of. This is a time of light. Light creates awareness. You're aware of the surroundings around you like you were not before. You're aware of your, perhaps, intelligence in a way you were not aware of before, because it takes you to new places. You're aware that the relationship to the Almighty, as you've been told, may not be exactly what you were told. The discovery will start small, and there will be those who start to understand that God is bigger than anything you've ever been told, and it includes you, not excludes you. In the inclusion factor, the discovery will come in waves from those you don't expect, who perhaps never would sit in a room like this. Perhaps they would be the high priests of certain religions, who would say, "We've had an epiphany and we're going to rewrite it all for you." There'll be those systems of belief who once would have suppressed humans who let them expand. In other words, mainstream religion may actually change. Instead of the downfall of a church, there might be the enhancement of the church. Would you be all right with that? This will be perhaps the largest spiritual discovery on the planet of all time. And more would grasp that idea that perhaps they're included in the creation and God is inside to the degree where you have a piece of the Creator with you. And then the second wave of that discovery, not only are you allied with the Creator in a way that enhances you, but then you start to understand the relationship to the Creator. One of your main religions on the planet, which includes more than a billion people, we'll talk about a prophet that they call the Son of God. There will be the understanding of that relationship to every single one of you, and you become family, like that one you are. More than just God inside, but of the family of the Creator. The third wave of that whole discovery series will be that in this galaxy, this planet shines like the sun because it is becoming aware suddenly where it was in the dark before. And that awareness and that glow of this planet will alert other planets that are also glowing. And at that point in time, you will meet the others. This planet, when it starts to vibrate higher, will send out signals in so many ways that it's safe to be here. From the other parts of the galaxy that know that they are also family. And that's when you'll meet them. The celebration is that you are here today to hear this, and it's believable. The celebration is that these things may not happen exactly when you think they will, but old soul, you'll be here to see them. You may look a little different, but you'll be here. That is your legacy. That is written in your Akash. All of these things that I speak of, that's the celebration that the process has begun. If you want to enhance the process, even in this low energy, I want to review with you how to spread the light, what it really might mean. In a metaphor that we gave originally when we arrived. Although the metaphor may be old, the lesson is still very, very new. And the one that I speak of is the lighthouse. If you'll take a look at a lighthouse on this planet, why it's built, how it functions, what it's for, and the result of it, it's almost a complete and total metaphor of you. The lighthouse is built in troubled areas. Old soul, you carry light. Don't be shocked if you find yourself in metaphoric troubled areas, including perhaps even your family. The lighthouse is built on areas so that it can shine the light and keep others from perhaps crashing into the rocks. All those ships that would come would see the lighthouse and go around so they'd be safe. The old soul carries light so wherever they walk on the planet, people will feel the essence of who they are or the compassion, and perhaps will not do the things they would have done otherwise because they have a word with you or are loved by you. You have the ability, as the lighthouse that moves around, to do things a lighthouse could never do that stays in one place. You indeed shine a light, metaphorically, in dark places wherever you walk. And you may not be aware of it. You walk into a room, and the room feels different to those who are in it. And that is your field that we have spoken of so many times that you're unaware of. That is the soul that you visited even today that you're unaware of, that does multidimensional things even in the air around those you don't even know. The sea captains who would see that light and steer around and save their ships don't know the lighthouse keeper. There is one lighthouse keeper in an old system of lighthouses. Only one lives on the little rock and lights the light every night. That's you, alone. You may be with other light workers, but in your own way, in your own soul, in the things that you are responsible for, individually, you're alone. You have your light, just like the light keeper. This is the task of the old soul on the planet. And so many of you are now becoming aware. And it doesn't have to be hard. You climb the stairs when the sun is sinking down, and you get ready to light the light. Imagine this as the lighthouse keeper of old. There's an arc there to strike so that the light will come on super bright and start then to alert all around them to steer clear of the danger. Only in your case, when you climb the stairs and strike the light, suddenly you don't just shine a light. Suddenly a hand comes down and grasps yours and says, "Thank you, dear ones, for being part of the family." And that hand comes down and you grasp it metaphorically, because that is your light. That is the composite light that you shine, and that will carry you from place to place. You don't have to do it alone. The guides, the angels, all that we have spoken of are involved in that light, in lighting it and keeping it lit and moving from place to place and knowing which way to go and where to seek help. It's not always easy. Before I close, I'll give you a scenario of holding the light, of spreading the light, that may surprise you. Let us say you've come to this conference. Let us pretend for a moment you have a partner that did not and doesn't agree with it. Let's just pretend. In fact, perhaps that partner thinks you're just a little silly. Perhaps even worse, that partner thinks that this is the cryon cult, and you're going here to be served ridiculous things and believe in it and pay for it. So it's time for you to go home. And you go home to this partner, the one perhaps that you fell in love with and that you cherish still to this day in certain ways that simply doesn't agree with you. And this partner looks at you and smiles. "Home from the cult, I see. Did you meet any ETs along the way?" And what did the magnetic angel say to you today? And then you will face your partner and strike the light, and that hand will come down, and you will say to that partner, in all seriousness, but with a smile of endearment, you'll say, "The magnetic angel told me this, that I should rekindle the compassion with my partner of kindness, that I should re-fall in love with my partner like the day I met them. That's what I was told." And then you get to watch your partner melt with words that are sincere, that they wanted to hear from you for a very long time. And they may then think a little differently when you go to a conference of love. They may not judge you just as much. And if so, you have taken that light and put it right where you live. That's what the light worker does today. And that spreads, and people see it. And eventually that partner of yours may say, "I know you're going to the conference. I know that I'll miss you for a few days. And I don't know really what happens there. I'm not going to go with you, ever." "But I kind of like the way it's changed you. Have a good time." That's what light does. This is why we congratulate those of you who are learning what this means with the maturity that is available to you that was not before. I am Cryon, in love with humanity. And so it is.